I'm watching The Masters. Adam Scott is a man and he's winning. Angel Cabrera is a man, but now the leaderboard disappeared, so I can't tell what score he's on. A man is about to hit a ball. It's Jason Day. He's on minus 10. He hits the ball. Oh, it's gone past the hole. It might be a good shot. I can't really tell. It's quite near the hole. He looks of indeterminate race. That's okay. Oh, it wasn't live, so they're now showing him hitting it towards the hole. He's using just one hand, which seems a bit arrogant. Oh no, he's had another hand, but he's not arrogant. He's hitting the ball. It's gone in the hole. That's very good. Excellent, excellent work. And what's his name? Jason. Jason Bourne. No, Jason Day. He's a nice young man. I prefer old golfers, fat, balding men, possibly racist, certainly anti-Semitic. I'm not a keen fan of the newfangled golfers with their washboard stomachs and muscular arms. Another man is, I think it's KJ Choi. I like him. I do get him confused with Chow Yun-fat, the actor, but that's simply because they're both male. The ball is in the sky. It's in the sky. It's going to land. It's landed. Not. Oh, it's rolling towards some water. If it goes in the water, they have to go in and swim, and often they're not given costumes, and it's very embarrassing. But he's okay. Now that a man is going to hit a ball. He's hit it into the hole. That was very good. It's a man with baseball cap. Looks a bit like an Argentine basketball player. It was Jeff Ogilvy, who sounds more like a financial consultant than he does a golfer. I don't think he should be allowed to play golf. He's also slightly balding, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not judging him. I'm slightly balding myself. Now Luke Donald, who's English and therefore good, and he's hitting the ball. He's hitting it a long way. I can't really see what's happening. Oh, it died. It could have died in your arms tonight, but it didn't. It just sat there. Yeah, I'm not very good at being a golf commentator, but that's partly because they keep on changing very quickly, and I'm trying to listen to the commentary and speak at the same time, and I'm not very good at that. Charles Schwartzel, the famous Hitler Youth man, is about to hit the ball. His shadow is very nice, and he's hit it. Well done, Charles. And it's going through the air, through the air. It's going to land. I mean, eventually it will land. Oh, look at that. What a shot. Oh, but it's rolling away. Gravity, man's greatest foe, has robbed him of a beautiful shot. He stares at the sky in despair, his ugly teeth gleaming in the sunshine. And this is a man wearing white trousers, much like Wisks was earlier today. It's Adam Scott, the famous Matthew McConaughey lookalike and waxwork model. And look, it's rolling towards something. Oh, what a beautiful shot. Oh my goodness. If that shot were a lady, it would be a pretty lady with breasts and a vagina. A man in the background is clapping, and it's the happiest moment of his life because he's led a very traumatic, unpleasant existence full of abuse and emotional, unresolved emotional traumas. So that's good. Yeah, he's employing some kind of Mexican or Filipino caddy. Which I don't know, it just seems a bit wrong, it seems a bit racist, you know. He should say, no, I'll caddy, you play. They're replaying the Luke Donald shot because he's English, and so it's important. He's a young man, isn't he, Luke Donald? He's younger than me. I've never won a Masters, but then he's probably never published a poorly selling novel. So, you know, each to their own. Now he's doing it, he's gonna hit it. Oh, I didn't shout in the hole because I'm not a cunt.